Friends, what have you been celebrating recently? I mean, in your world, have there been occasions of celebration? You or someone close to you, perhaps had a birthday. Celebrate an anniversary. We as a congregation will, next week, celebrate an anniversary. Remembering God's care and provision. And, you know, in the course of our lives, we have occasions to celebrate. Sometimes they're ordinary little things that give us joy and cause us to pause and reflect with gratitude before God. Sometimes they're more dramatic things. But celebration is a natural part of our response to life. When there are things that are significant in our worlds, we mark them. And I suppose when we use the word celebrate, first of all, we think of occasions of joy. I mean, maybe if somebody says they're going to celebrate, you think they're going to have a party of some sort. And maybe it's that sort of occasion where they are. But then there are other things that in the course of life we mark and celebrate that are just ordinary things of which no one else may be particularly conscious. I mean, for instance, life events that people experience. People have certain quiet achievements that give them satisfaction and a sense of joy and accomplishment. Things happen to people in the course of their lives that become occasions to remember with gratitude. I have to admit that often when I celebrate, I give rather too much credit to myself, when in fact we always know that our causes for celebration in life come ultimately from the hand of God and represent His care in our lives, His presence, His power, His hope, and His redemption. Sometimes, you know, we celebrate about things related to our health. I have some good word for you. Baby, well, not baby, young Isaiah had his surgery this week, his heart surgery. And my last word is that things are going well. And we celebrate, we rejoice, we thank God. And we remember that as his parents with him celebrate God's care and provision. And maybe we have these little moments related to health that we celebrate that nobody else even knows about, because something was seemingly going on in our lives in terms of health that caused us a little anxiety, and then it's resolved. No great drama, no great awareness perhaps by anybody else, and yet we kind of breathe easier and offer thanks and celebrate before God for His care. And you know, as there are specific occasions for celebration that relate to events in our lives or that relate to special days or occasions that we may mark and remember into the future, there are also things that are worthy of celebration that are there all the time and are not linked to some specific day on the calendar or some specific moment in the year. But I mean, we are to be a people who, for instance, celebrate God's care and presence in our lives. And that's an everyday thing. That's each day, always, is there. And it is good for us to be aware of that. And not just to accept that the Lord is gracious and caring for his people, but to pause and rejoice before him and thank him. We need, as God's people, to celebrate God's grace. His intervention on behalf of his people, repeated generation after generation. Those words from Isaiah 52 really remind us, they catch it, provide for us a glimpse of a time in the life of Israel when there was celebration because the Lord had returned into the midst of his people to Zion, and there was now hope because things had looked very desolate and overwhelming. And so it is good for us to pause, not because of some specific or special event, but simply because we remember that the Lord is a God of grace, and we are once again overwhelmed with gratitude and a sense of praise. And of course, some things that we celebrate also have connected to them an element of pain. We speak of celebrating Remembrance Day, and that's an occasion with mixed sentiments in it. Because it was an occasion for the cessation of war, but it's also a time of remembrance of those who paid greatly and at great cost to themselves in those events that are remembered. And we today pause to remember those who have made sacrifice on our behalf, and specifically those who have done so in the defense of our land. I spent an afternoon this week with a gentleman who is in his 95th year, a veteran who was a member of a Sherman tank crew in the Second World War. And like so many who saw events they would prefer not to recall, he speaks only passingly of the things that he experienced. But one thing I noted was that though he survived the war physically, when he returned, life was a great struggle because he struggled to live with what he had seen and heard and experienced. And by the grace of God, he managed to find a restoration of equilibrium in his life and went on to have a family and grandchildren and great-grandchildren about whom he exalts. But we're reminded of the marks that so many bear because of events in the past. And Remembrance Day is a day set aside that we might remember with gratitude those who made sacrifice on behalf of others. Actually, you know, that whole concept kind of stems from what Jesus was talking about in anticipation in John chapter 15, where Jesus, anticipating his own death, a death that was to be experienced on behalf of others and for the sake of others, talked about love and the love that is involved when one is willing to make sacrifice for another. And we recall God's grace in Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he made for us. And we desire somehow that that spirit of sacrifice might persist in us and that it might be rooted in love. Love that the Father has for us in Christ. Love that we have for one another in Christ. And love that we have for the world and those around us for the sake of Christ. You know, we do need to celebrate the things that are important to us. Things that are worthy of celebration. Whether they're attached to specific dates or times or not. We celebrate momentous ways that God has touched our lives, and we remember and we praise him. Friends, Remembrance Day is a time for remembering the sacrifice that others made. It is also a time for remembering the sacrifice that Christ made for us. And we celebrate, not just even on one day of a year, but each day as we recall God's presence with us. So ponder these things, that we may be a people who celebrate what we believe, because we would be strange indeed if, in the midst of all the things that are part of life, we made no celebration of God's grace and of the gracious ways that others have related to us, and we celebrate with thanksgiving. Friends, this is good news. Thanks be to God.